This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There are just 4 days to go until Election Day, and in this long campaign, we have heard plenty from the politicians and the pundits, plenty of facts and non-facts, and plenty of numbers. Too many numbers for some, like comedian Nick Kroll, who stars on the FX show The League.
During this campaign, we've been inundated with numbers and percentages from both the media and the candidates alike. 99%, 5 trillion, 1%, 7 trillion, 47%, and it has left me 100% confused. So as they like to say on Marketplace, let's do the numbers. Both candidates have about 50% of the popular vote, but the winner of Ohio will likely take the general election, even though the state only houses 3.7% of the country's population. Now, full disclosure, there is a 60% chance that I did that math wrong, only because at any given moment my attention is at least 30% devoted to the number of followers I have on Twitter, and 10% focused on the Take 5 candy bar. If the Take 5 candy bar were running for president, it would receive like 100% of my vote. At first, Mitt Romney said he wasn't interested in 47% of the electorate because they didn't pay taxes. Then he said he cared 100% about 100% of the people. I guess he was trying to pretend he wasn't in the 1%, even though his wife owned one horse in the 2012 Olympics. Obama, of course, is much better at seeming like the 99%, even though he's written 3 books and has 1 Nobel Peace Prize. If that's what 99% of us are like, then the Nobel folks are going to have to print like 300 million more medals. Now, if you're anything like me, 99% of your brain is on fire right now. I haven't even mentioned Obama's promise to not tax 97% of small businesses or Romney's pledge to cut income tax by 20%. Honestly, 0% of me has any idea what any of these stats actually mean. I'm Nick Kroll, and that's my 2 cents, which I could have used to buy 1/20th of a Take 5 candy bar. They have pretzels in them. They're so good.
Nick Kroll stars on the show The League, which airs on FX. His comments are produced as part of a series by the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk.